Well, what in the world does this next statement mean? In verse 40, so that they would not, apart from us, be made perfect. What do you think that means? Well, to understand this meaning, we have to continue in chapter 12. And let us read verses 1 through 3. 1 and 2, of course, were our scriptures for today. But the preacher continues, therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin that clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who for the sake of the joy that was set before him endured the cross, disregarding its shame, and has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such hostility against himself from sinners, so that you may not grow weary or lose heart. You see, what the preacher of Hebrews is saying is that the high priestly ministry of Jesus Christ establishes a great, unbroken cord of faith that stretches from the beginning of human history all the way to the heavenly sanctuary of the city of God, where the cord has been securely fastened and anchored by Jesus. In biblical language, we talk about this as Hebrews' parabola of salvation. This cord, which is called this parabola of salvation, turns out not to be just the pathway that the Son Jesus traveled. Not just something that Jesus forms, but a chain of faithful people holding on to the cord and to each other. The links are formed by faithful people, hand in hand, generation after generation, holding fast to each other and to our confession. It is by this cord of faith that Jesus brings many children to glory and makes all the saints perfect. However, there's a gap, folks. There's a gap in this parabola, a space in the ark to be filled by those who hear the gospel. You see, we are to step up to the cord and join those who through the ages held on by faith. Do you hear that this morning? You see, it's this sense of forming the unbroken community of faith that our ancestors would not, apart from us, be made perfect. Does that make sense? You see, they depend on us. You see, we're holding on to the same cord that Moses and Aaron and Jacob and David, Joseph and Mary, even Jesus, the disciples, Paul, the writers of many books in the New Testament. We are holding on, folks, to that same cord. So how and now this great cord is passing through this sanctuary. And you see, it's our turn to hold on to the cord. It's our turn to grab it and to pass on to the next generation and the next generation, and to be careful in the decisions that we make in our lifetime so that the next generations will have a cord. And you know what? So great a cloud of witnesses is cheering us on because they're depending on us to continue the faith. They are depending on us. No, it's not over for them, according to Hebrews. They're cheering us on. They're surrounding us right now, cheering us on in our Christian life. So,